It's been nearly a year since the city of Newark agreed to reform its police department. The May 2016 consent decree with the U.S. Justice Department followed a federal probe that found police were using excessive force, stealing property, and making illegal stops and arrests of residents in the mostly black city. As WNYC's Karen Rouse reports, an independent monitor now wants to hear directly from residents.
Tensions between Newark citizens and Newark police go back decades.
In 1967, we had the Newark Rebellion here, which was caused by police beating up a black cab driver.
Andrea McChristian is an attorney with the New Jersey Institute for Social Justice. The organization is part of an independent monitors team guiding the reforms. That beating of cab driver John Smith sparked days of angry protest and violence, often referred to as the Newark riots.
Ever since then, really, we've been trying to rebuild this relationship between law enforcement and the community. And so this is the culmination, honestly, of 50 years.
Newark is among several cities bound by a consent decree. Baltimore, Ferguson, and Chicago are among the others. All cities that have seen racial strife between black people and law enforcement. An independent monitor is overseeing Newark's five-year reform plan, which requires a survey of the community. On Saturday, McChristian was at the West Side Park Community Center to greet people and encourage them to fill out the survey. On the other side of the gymnasium where kids played dodgeball, residents trickled in to take the survey. A nearby table held refreshments.
And then we have sandwiches and refreshments over here.
Marissa Bell says she hasn't had any bad experiences with police. She just wishes they were around more.
If it's a fender bender, they don't even come.
She says they're occupied with more serious matters.
If there's somebody dying, if there's blood, they come running.
18-year-old Jelani Stewart also wants to see more police officers on the street to deal with gangs.
Make sure they're doing their job so the citizens of Newark, they will feel safe and comfortable. Don't have to worry about the shootings at 12 at night, 8 and midnight. Parents don't have to worry about their child being in a hospital.
Newark residents can participate in the final two survey sessions on the next two Saturdays. And on March 28th, independent monitor Peter Harvey will update residents on the first year of the consent decree at a meeting in the North Ward. I'm Karen Rouse, WNYC News.